Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the 101 series brought to you by the completely mental misadventures of the thrift store. I am Matt Lehman, the owner of Finders Thrift in La Quinta, California, and today I want to talk about packing and shipping items, because the last couple of these 101 series is I have talked about finding and buying receivers and record players or turntables or larger pieces of equipment. And that's all fine and dandy, but if you don't know how to ship them, you're really not doing yourselves any favors. Any idiot can run out and buy a storage unit, and I prove that weekly. And you can also run to a thrift store and pick up something and think it's worth $1 million, but if you don't know how to ship it and you don't know how to sell it, then it's not going to do you any good. All you're doing is wasting your money. So, first I want to talk about a couple of things that I've read on the internet that I guess they're good. I've never really tried them. Like, the first thing they say is egg crates. So, egg crates are great if you're shipping things that are fragile or if you need a little bit of bounce. Because if you're shipping something big, you don't want to cram it full of styrofoam or anything, because what will happen is it doesn't have any shock absorber. So if it drops, it's just like dropping it on itself. So you want some sort of shock absorber in there. And egg crates are great, but how many eggs do you go through in order to be able to fill a box with egg crates, or even to ship one receiver? I would think you would need at least 4 or 5 egg crates. So while it's a good tip and I highly recommend saving them, or if you have access to them, I mean, that's always another key, is if you have access to extra styrofoam or packing gear, like if you work for a restaurant or a department store or an Office Depot or something like that, where they're constantly getting boxes. I used to be the bar manager at a restaurant, local restaurant here, and I would get packing gear from them all the time, boxes, styrofoam, bubble wrap, all that stuff. They always saved it for me. So if you have access to that, that's a great way to save money is in shipping costs, is to pick it up from somewhere else. I know people that will dumpster dive behind Office Depots and Home Depots and stuff like that. If you can do that, if you want to do that, that's one good way. And if you work for, say, a grocery store, then or a chicken farmer, I guess maybe you could get a lot of egg crates. Another thing that I saw a lot of, and it's kind of interesting, it's actually a pretty clever idea, are pool noodles. If you don't know what a pool noodle is, they're 6 feet long, they're multicolored, they're basically foam tubes, looks like a giant piece of spaghetti, actually more like a hollow noodle, but people use those to wrap things like plates or anything that you can cut right down the center and open it up, and now you have a curved surface to wrap around anything. That's a brilliant idea. Whoever came up with that is pretty slick. My only issue with that is those darn things are expensive. Anywhere from, if you can get them on sale, I guess somebody last week, Walmart or somebody, had them on clearance for 25 cents a piece. That's a great deal. So keep an eye on your clearance section for that kind of stuff. But realistically, they average out at $2 a piece. You're only getting 6 feet, so if you cut one down, so you're shipping a $20 plate and using $10 worth of, or I don't know, $3 worth of shipping equipment, it's really cutting into your profit margins. Of course, you can go and find styrofoam or boxes or anything like that and purchase them. But again, this is more about saving yourself some money. My number one thing, I've done this for years, it's always been my favorite and it has always worked, and I tend to sell a lot of receivers and gear, and I do ship them, and it's not as scary as it seems if you know how to do it, and I'll kind of walk you through the process. Number one thing that I do is, I always have one sheet of styrofoam in my garage cut down. I go to Lowe's or Home Depot in their building department. They will have sheets of 4-foot by 8-foot styrofoam insulation, and those come in 1/2-inch sheets, 1.5-inch sheets, 1-inch sheets, and 2-inch sheets, and it's a 4-foot by 8-foot sheet, and these things are perfect. I mean, I can usually get 2, sometimes maybe 3 receivers out of one of these boxes, depending, or turntables, depending on what I'm shipping. So I go in and buy them. I almost always use the 1-inch boards, and those are $12 and change for a sheet of 4x8. Now, it sounds kind of expensive, but again, I'm using that probably for at least 2 receivers, if not 3, and it saves me so much time, because styrofoam peanuts are expensive. So I'll go to Home Depot or Lowe's, I'll grab one of these sheets, I'll take it out to the parking lot, I'll cut it down to 2x4 size, 2-foot by 4-foot, so it fits in my car, and they're really easy to cut. I usually have a razor blade or a knife, and even if you don't have it, they have skins on either side of these sheets, and all you have to do is cut it pop the skin with, say, a pen or a pencil, and then run it down the side, and then it'll fold over on itself. So they're really, really clean and easy to use. Next thing I do is I get it home, I make sure that I have two boxes that are, hopefully if I'm lucky, I have the original box for the receiver or turntable. That's not always the case. I find that the small and or medium boxes at Lowe's are good starting points. They're $1.50 a piece. And again, I'm starting to eat into my profits, but at the same time, if I'm selling a Marantz receiver, it's anywhere from $300 to $500. I'd much rather have it, make sure that it's safe, and then I'm using a new, clean box. I don't want to use an old box that's kind of beat up or has already been compromised in any way. So I got my boxes, I fold them down, I cut my styrofoam all the way around it so it fits in like it was originally packed. I don't leave any space in the first one. I make sure everything is tight, and sometimes I like those sheets because you can actually cut out where the knobs are, or you can cut anything you want out to make everything fit, and it sits in there tight and perfect. Once I get the first box filled with styrofoam all the way around, I will do the same thing with the second one. I'll put a sheet of styrofoam on the bottom, and then I'll put a sheet in the middle, and sometimes I try to put, if I have enough or if I have a little bit of space, I'll put a sheet of bubble wrap around it as well, because that way it gives me the shock absorbers that I was thinking that I spoke of earlier. You need something to give it a little bit of shock. I don't always do that, and I've never really had an issue, because usually if you use two boxes, you're getting enough shock between the foam and the cardboard to help secure it in place. Nice thing about those, there's another set of styrofoam that they sell at Lowe's, and I'm not a fan of it. Usually they're I think they're maybe a foot by a 4 foot sections, and they're already cut out. Those are for air conditioning. If you have a window air conditioner, you use those to shim them out, kind of thing. I don't like those because those are not spongy. They're very firm foam, and if you snap it, it kind of crumbles. Those make good peanuts. If I find them, I tear those down into miscellaneous size peanuts for packing, so I get a shock on smaller things. So just be careful on which ones you buy. Or try them out and see which ones you like better, which ones work for you. Once I got a double box, it's good to go. You're paying a little bit more in shipping weight, but as long as you know what you're shipping beforehand, it should be included on your eBay sales. The other trick that I've done, and this one is a little trickier, but it works beautifully, and it actually is really, if you figure it out and do it properly, it's brilliant. So you go get yourself a box, whatever you're shipping. If you're shipping, like, let's say a Yadro figure or something porcelain or something that is very fragile, while you're at Lowe's or Home Depot picking up foam, grab yourself a couple cans of spray foam as well. It's usually on the end cap of the same aisle. I do a lot more of my packing purchasing at Lowe's and Home Depot than I do anywhere else, except for bubble wrap. Bubble wrap I buy online because it's usually cheaper to get it off of eBay. So grab a couple cans of spray foam, and here's what you're going to do. You're going to get your box. You're going to put a garbage bag in it. You're going to fill that box and garbage bag about a quarter full with the spray foam. Give it a couple minutes because it needs to interact with the air in order for it to expand. As it has started to take shape, fold that garbage bag on top of it, put your item in it, and let it sit there until it has completely hardened. Now, once it's completely hardened, grab another garbage bag, lay it on top of your already pre-wrapped Yadro statue or whatever it is you're using. Spray it with foam again all the way about halfway or wherever so you can see where it's going to the top of the box. Once it has started to fill up to the top of the box and has started to take shape, you can fold the garbage bag on top of itself and seal it shut. This will take a couple times to figure out. And you can also, instead of closing the box on the wrap, I usually let it fill up and dry all the way so I know it's completely dry, and then I'll just use a hacksaw blade and sever it all the way to the top of the box, so that way when the box folds, it's completely flush. That works perfectly, because now once you grab a hold of that garbage bag, the top piece comes out, and there's your piece, and now you have a perfectly shaped box. Very, very cool trick. It's a lot cheaper than the bags. Like, they have these bags that do exactly the same thing, but you interact with them, or you break one open sort of thing, and it starts to expand. You put on the bottom, you put your piece in there, and then you put the top one on it, you seal it, close the box, and it seals itself up as big as it's supposed to. Very cool, but I think those are pretty expensive, whereas the spray cans are $3 and some odd cent change for a tube or for a can, and that can will last you for a couple of fillings, usually make sure you take the straw out of it, because once you use it once, that straw is completely dead, because it'll fill up with spray foam, obviously. Those are probably the best tips I have for shipping items. Don't be afraid to ship the big items. Just make sure that you know what you're getting into and kind of do a test run, your first couple ones, once you've done a test run, or at least give yourself some time when it sells to do it. Know that it's going to take you an hour or so to figure out what you're doing the first time, I would suspect. There are other ways to figure out shipping costs, because that's going to be important. You want to know the size of the box, your finished box, your outer box, so you can charge properly on eBay unless you're doing free shipping. Even then, you aren't going to want to know what you're charging so you can tack it on, or however you decide to do your eBay page. There are some sites where you can figure out cheaper shipping, like pirateshipping.com is one. I haven't used it. I'm just starting to look into it, and I'm going to start probably using it here soon, see how it goes. Another place to get shipping supplies, if you live in a larger city, you can use FreeCycle. It doesn't work for me here. There's not enough listings or enough people using it. But usually you can find styrofoam boxes, peanuts, bubble wrap, anything and everything that people are recycling is going to be on there. So those are my tips for shipping. I hope you enjoyed it. Good luck out there and happy hunting.